It's time for the latest installment of Inside Cloud County, a detailed analysis of the athletics and activities of the Thunderbirds at Cloud County Community College. Now, let's go Inside Cloud County with T-Bird Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker.
The Cloud County Community College softball team picked up a home series win over the Northeast Community College Hawks by splitting a doubleheader Sunday, taking game one 13-5 in five innings before falling 8-0 in six innings in the finale at the Cloud County softball field. The T-Birds won three of the four games played over the weekend to move its overall record to 8-10. Cloud County sophomore Paige Mahler picked up the victory in game one. She finished with four strikeouts while allowing five runs, two earned on five hits with two walks. Offensively, freshman first baseman Emily Johnson finished 2-for-3 with one run scored in two RBIs. Sophomore outfielder Shaylee Kessler and sophomore catcher Camille Stauffer both had two RBIs and scored two runs each. Three Northeast pitchers combined to walk 12 batters in the loss. The Hawks picked up the 8-0 win in Game 2 behind a remarkable pitching performance from freshman Isabel Rayburn, who racked up 13 strikeouts and allowed only one hit and two walks. Freshman Kia Stokes became the first T-Bird to reach when she drew a two-out walk in the bottom of the third. Freshman Malia Coster drew a one-out walk in the fourth. Cloud County's only hit came in the bottom of the sixth when sophomore Harley Smith ripped a two-out triple to right field. Sophomore Brecken Whitney took the loss in the circle. Whitney threw six innings, giving up eight earned runs on 14 hits with one walk and two strikeouts. Cloud County will travel to Beatrice, Nebraska for a makeup doubleheader with Southeast Community College today. First pitch is scheduled for 1 p.m.